This audio series is brought to you by PharmaState, an exclusive application for pharma industry professionals.
Hello friends, in this audio series, you will listen to 48 most frequently asked interview questions for quality assurance, profile in pharmaceutical industry. This audio series is in 4 parts. Each audio has 12 question and answer. This is third part containing next 12 question and answers. Question number 25. What is the difference between QC and QA? Answer. QA provides the confidence that a product will fulfill the quality requirements, where QC determines the measures the product quality level. Question number 26. What is the difference between GMP and CGMP? GMP means good manufacturing practices. These are the standard guidelines given by Food and Drug Administration to make sure that a product is manufactured with safety and quality. CGMP, known as Current Good Manufacturing Practices, refers to recent and advanced updated to these standard guidelines. CGMP is up-to-date standard reference guidelines. Question number 27. Do you know any country with name of their regulatory authorities? Answer. India, Central Drug Standard Control Organization, CDSCO. USA, United States Food and Drug Administration, USFDA. UK, Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA. Japan, Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare, MHLW. Brazil, ANVISA. Question number 28. What is ICH and ICH guidelines? ICH is the International Council for Harmonization of Technical Requirements for Pharmaceuticals for Human Use. It brings the regulatory authorities and pharmaceutical companies together to discuss the drug registration technical aspect. ICH provides guidelines on 4 aspects, that is quality, safety, efficacy, and multidisciplinary guidelines. Question number 29. What is BMR and BPR? BMR, Batch Manufacturing Record, is prepared as a written file during the manufacturing of product by writing step-by-step manufacturing process and details about batch recorded here. BPR, Batch Packing Record, is kept for every BMR. BPR is depend on packaging operation. Question number 30. What are stability studies? Stability studies are necessary for developing the pharmaceutical products. It helps to evaluate the effect of environmental factors, example light, humidity, temperature, etc., on active pharmaceutical ingredient or pharmaceutical formulation. Question number 31. What is the purpose or uses of stability testing? Answer. Stability testing gives the confirmation as how the quality of study product changes with time. It finds out the study product shelf life, recommended storage condition as well as container closure system. Suitability also gives assurance to the patient regarding stability of a drug product. Stability testing is a regulatory requirement also. Question number 32. What is the time period required for long-term and accelerated stability studies? Answer: long-term 12 months, accelerated study 6 months. Question number 33. India belongs to which climatic zone? India belongs to zone 3, hot dry zone, and zone 4b, hot higher humidity. Question number 34. What is the difference between calibration and validation? Calibration is a demonstration that a particular instrument or device produces result within specified limits by comparisons with those produced by a reference or traceable standard over a appropriate range of measurement, whereas validation is a documented program that provides high degree of assurance that a specific process, method or system consistently produces a result meeting predetermined acceptance criteria. Calibration ensures that instrument or measuring device producing accurate results, whereas validation demonstrates that a process, equipment, method or system produce consistent result. In other words, it ensures that uniform batches are produced. Question number 35. What is bracketing and matrixing in stability testing? Answer: both matrixing and bracketing are reduced stability testing designs. Bracketing is the design of a stability schedule such that only samples of extremes of certain design factor, example strength, package size, are tested at all time points. As in full design, the design assumes that the stability of any intermediate level is represented by the stability of extreme step state. Matrixing. Matrixing is the design of a stability schedule such that a selected subset of possible samples for all factors combinations is tested as a specified time point at a subsequent time. Another subset of samples for all factor combination is tested. The design assumes that the stability of each subset sample tested represents the stability of all samples at a given time point. There, for a given time point other than initial and final one, not every batch on stability needs to be tested. Question number 36. What is Six Sigma? Answer: Six Sigma represent the six standard deviation from the mean toward the upper specification limit in a normally distributed sample, where an average of 3.4 defects per million is reported to live. Thank you.